Market View on Money FM 89.3.
A good day for stocks in the Asia Pacific seems to be carrying over to the Eurozone, with the Stock 600 also opening with some respectable gains today. This despite lingering concerns over the potential impact of the novel coronavirus outbreak that has claimed more than 1,000 lives in China now, and also with growing numbers with continued new cases seen in other countries, even in regions as far as Europe. And despite that, though, we are seeing that equities in the Eurozone are opening in the green, at least for the most part. But how are investors in Europe treating the growing outbreak of the novel coronavirus? To get that, we are joined now on the line by Mr. Peter Lundgren, the founder of Lundgren's Capital out in Copenhagen, who's here to share with us the point of view of Europe with regards to the recent spread of the novel coronavirus. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Good afternoon to you. Good morning to you out there, at least in Copenhagen.
Yes, hello.
Peter, so let's talk about how markets are performing today. We've seen markets wobble over this novel coronavirus, with sentiment improving some days and then dipping like it did just the other day. Today's a good day, at least for European markets. But do you think that markets and investors have kind of lost their center of balance a little bit because of how complicated it is to deal with this outbreak? What's the point of view out in Europe with regards to that?
Yeah, sure. There's still, high degree of uncertainty. We don't know the direction of the coronavirus, how much it will spread. But there seems to be some comfort if we look into that it is, after all, not spreading dramatically outside China. So this is a growing comfort feeling, like we see in the U.S. stock market as well, that it might not be under control, but it might not be as serious as we feared, though we should remember that truckloads of European companies are dependent on production in China, simply suppliers. And that might hurt a bit if the stillstand in China continues for just another week or so.
And we have seen a number of factories, including some European car makers, actually cut back on their production lines out in China also. But this is also impacting airline stocks, which honestly haven't been having the best of times even before the novel coronavirus outbreak, Peter. We've actually seen some of Europe's largest airlines also wobble and see a little bit of turbulence, for lack of a better term. Of the airline heavyweights in Europe, who do you think is the one that cannot afford a hiccup from the coronavirus? Who do you think is the most vulnerable or sensitive, or the one who just can't afford any missteps right now, especially from the novel coronavirus?
Yes, the European airline industry is, as you mentioned, not the most profitable anyway. So almost nobody can say they're out of the danger zone. If we take then the positive side first, Lufthansa, the German airline carrier, is probably the company that can withhold a crisis the most. But if we look into the conglomerate of British Airways and their counterparties, they are more vulnerable. Yeah, and that is where we could see some risk. And that was also the airline company to react as the very first by canceling all flights to China.
All right. We're still speaking to Peter Lundgren of Lundgren's Capital. Peter, some central banks have said recently that they do have some room and firepower to provide support should the outbreak prolong and get worse and start to hit the economies of the major economies of the world. Now, in your opinion, would you count the ECB among those central banks with some firepower? Recently, ECB President Christine Lagarde has hinted that the war chest or the toolbox might not be as deep as previously thought. Do you think the ECB has some room to provide support should the economy of the European economy start to slow down due to the coronavirus?
The European Central Bank has stretched itself extremely and actually too much. So, as you mentioned, the toolbox is limited. If the crisis all of a sudden turn out to be very serious, they will probably act just to show that they do act and they do care and they do something. Though it won't really help a lot on the stock market or the European business, because it's already very extreme monetary policy that they conduct.
Okay, Peter, let's talk about earnings so far in Europe. As we know, the earnings season is also underway and rolling through in Europe. And honestly, a little bit more, some people feel that earnings have been a bit more positive or not as bad as some expected it to be. So far, from what you've seen from the report cards in Europe, do you agree that perhaps earnings were a little bit better than expected? What's your sense?
Yeah, it's actually quite okay. Almost to the positive side, and it should comfort investors slightly. So the mood underlying, if we use the company earnings, is actually okay, I would say.
Okay. Peter, we did also get today the earnings from Daimler earlier on today. Early on, they did warn us beforehand that there were going to be, did issue a series of very worrisome profit warnings. And it seems that it was true. Fourth quarter net income recording a shock net loss. And they have also cut their dividend also. Is there anything else that caught your eye? And do you think, Ed, do you think that the problems for Daimler are going to continue at least for the foreseeable future?
The Daimler report this morning was, I'll call it dramatic. We all had expected it, but as you mentioned, all the profit warnings were heavy, and it is a significant drop in their profit. What I notice is that they will continue for years ahead to reduce their costs. So that means they will scramble to fight back into a reasonable, profitable area. And it makes the stock less interesting for me, I would say, because they'll need to find a new path and a new way before the company really is back in my limelight.
Okay. They did attribute some of the dismal underperformance due to some of the charges from the allegations of cheating with regards to emissions. But do you think that really was the reason why they recorded a decline, or do you think it's something more structural, like say the shift towards electric vehicles, that might be more costly and painful than some of these car makers are admitting it to be?
Yeah, I think, as you mentioned, the cost for developing a whole new business area, like electrical car, is unknown. It's an unknown path, so we don't really know how much will it cost. And for the companies themselves, the car producers, they will also be on sort of an uncertain way ahead. So yes, it is sort of an increasing risk factor that we need to include when judging the stock and say it will cost a risk premium. Yes, I agree on that.
Okay, so Peter, finally, before we let you go, we do want to take a look at one particular sector that seems to have really been hit, been quite sensitive to the novel coronavirus outbreak in China. And they've done fairly well despite last year's trade tensions. And that happens to be European luxury stocks. But this virus seems to be a different ballgame altogether. And a lot of them have suffered hiccups. A lot of them have suffered downturns in sales out on the mainland. Do you think that this could be what derails the momentum for European luxury stocks after all these years of resilience and actually impressive growth? Do you think this might be actually the one that clips their successive years or successive quarters of decent performance?
I surely respect the fact that, of course, some of the retail sales also in luxury goods in China has been hit due to the coronavirus. But I would actually prefer to be long the luxury stocks, as I strongly believe that the sales will pick up again and go back to sort of normal standards.
All right. Peter Lundgren from Lundgren's Capital, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon here in Singapore to provide us a closer view of trading sentiment out in Europe. Good morning to you out there in Copenhagen, sir.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.